you problem you got is possibly 1,000 people more have been this season, and they might want it all now. So they might want us to be winning 3-0 after 5 minutes. So you got to guard against that. But, you know, I think the players are professional enough to know that we can use the crowd to our advantage. I know they'll get behind us. They got behind us unbelievably, the 600 who came to Wickham. And it did make a big difference for us. And so hopefully the big following, the big roar, you know, our fans are capable of making a lot of noise, can push us over the line.
Something you've been calling for all season, isn't it? To get those turnstiles turning and people on the terraces and in the stands. I suppose it's a case of better late than never.
Of course it is. And, you know, we've got to hope that we can ignite a few fires on Saturday and get people the bug back and get them to want to come and support us.
Is this a dress rehearsal for League One football with the potential crowd you could play in front of if you were to get promoted?
Well, crowd-wise and logistics-wise, possibly, but not for us, no. This game is a one-off for us that we've got to win. There's never been a prize as big for the club for one game. And so, you know, while we'd treat it like every other game, you'd like to think that you could maybe... I can't think that we could get any more off the players, because I can't. They've been magnificent all season. And whatever happens on Saturday, even if we don't go up on Saturday, the players have had a magnificent season and they should be applauded for that.
Yeah, can you afford to think, what if, have that contingency plan and think about the playoffs and this, that and the other? Or have you got to banish those thoughts from your mind?
Oh, no, you've got to think about what's going to go on in the playoffs. And, you know, we've got to make plans for training for next week just in case that scenario unfolds. You know, we don't want to be caught cold. But we've got to firstly prepare for the game on Saturday and do our utmost to win.
As far as the size of this prize goes, you'll have played probably for cup prize money, for third round ties in the FA Cup, things like that that mean financially probably more. But has there ever been more in a football sense riding on 90 minutes?
I don't think for Accrington, no. I don't think they've never had a promotion in the Football League, have they? So for Accrington, there's a place in a club, no. It's testament to all the hard work that people have put in behind the scenes to keep the club afloat over many years that we're in a position to be able to challenge like this.
Is it the culmination, do you feel, obviously having been here since 1999 with the absence of a couple of years, does it feel like a culmination of all that work that's gone in since winning promotion to the Football League?
Well, I think promotion to the Football League felt like the culmination, and all of a sudden apathy set in. It can't. This could be the start of a journey, not the end of it, and that's what we've got to... That's what possibly we didn't focus on, getting into the Football League, and it's certainly something that we don't want to make the same mistake twice.
And I guess there'll be some supporters of an older vintage in the ground on Saturday who might have seen the old Accrington in the third tier in the late 50s and the 60s. I remember the story you tell about the conference winning season where an old chap came and said how much it meant to him. I guess with such a close affinity to the club, you know how much it'll mean to those fans.
Yeah, and to all intents and purposes, it is Third Division North these days, isn't it, as well, as opposed to Fourth Division South. But, yeah, you know, there is old people who remember the good old days under Walter Galbraith, when he had a fantastic side. And so it would be nice for them. It would be nice to remember their former glories.
They always say that the 54-55 team under Walter Galbraith was Stanley's best.
Who says that?
Will this lot rewrite that bit of history if they win on Saturday?
Well, a lot of my old players will dig me out for this, because I still speak to a lot of them, but this is the best team we've had, I think. Certainly the best squad we've had.
And I know you'll say the first promotion was the best, but this one's got to be pretty close if you can get there, right?
No, not long ever beat that. You know, for the drama of it all, this will be dramatic, but, you know, it's similar that, you know, we went on a long unbeaten run that year, culminating in a win at the final day of the season at home in front of a full house on a sunny day. The only thing is, I won't be there to score the goal.
You never do things the easy way, do you? Do you expect it to be dramatic?
Well, we'll get someone sent off. Well, that's one of the things we've got to guard against, to be honest, that we don't hype them up too much, that, you know, they go over the top. You've only got to look at the Tottenham-Chelsea game for that. But I'm sure our lads are geared for every eventuality.